Well, Wimbledon is just around the corner. Summer is in the air, so what better time to speak to Gerry Clark, head coach with Letterkenny Tennis Club. Lots happening here in the Northwest, and he's in studio now to go through a few of those things. Let's start off with the Letterkenny Tennis Club itself. Gerry, biggest town in the county, and it's, I suspect, the biggest tennis club in the county.
I think we have over 200 members. Maybe we would have a busy program all year round. It's not just summertime. We do 52 weeks of the year, and all of that is feeds into the summertime when it's the really busiest time. Once Wimbledon comes, everybody thinks they're a professional tennis player.
Yeah. And every year you have summer camps, and this year's no exception.
Yeah, we have a summer camp starting on Monday at 10 till 1 o'clock for juniors. It starts this Monday for 4 weeks. So what we have is, it's the Parks Tennis. It goes on all over the country. And what we have is, we have 2 weeks for any child, which costs €30.
And it's an hour a day for 2 weeks, which is 10 hours. They get, and they can just give me a call or whatever. Call on, go to our Facebook page and you'll see the details there. And if anybody wants to just get in contact, they can do it. But we'll be fairly busy with that for a month. That goes on for the whole month of July.
So it's one of the great things about tennis is it really is tennis for everyone. I mean, you've people from, I don't know how young to how old, but you've a huge spectrum there and all sorts of backgrounds and probably fairly unique amongst many sports.
Absolutely, yeah. We have them from about 5 years of age right up to, you know, pensioners, and I don't want to discriminate any older people. But we have older people playing right up into their 80s, and I believe there's people playing in their 90s, but not in our club. I don't think we have. But yeah, you can play all your life. You don't have to stop at 30 or 35. This is a great sport. We have really good courts. They're polymeric. They're easy on the joints. And, you know, it's very sociable. We have ladies and men playing together, and we have ladies' mornings, and we have men's evenings, and yeah, it's all very sociable. We have a really strong junior section. We have about over 100 kids a week coming to the club. 40 or 50 of them are competing. I'm just back from an Enniskillen yesterday where I had some kids down. Last week we had 18 kids in Castlebar for 4 days. So yeah, all of that's, it was busy at the club all the time.
And I suppose people can kind of pitch themselves at a level that they want to be at. It can be purely a social thing, or if they want to bring out the competitive streak, there's plenty of competitions.
There is. We'll facilitate anybody. Yeah, for sure. There's quite a social element to it. A lot of people just come up and rock up and play themselves among themselves. They find someone at their level and they play. And we also have competitive stuff, like we have Northwest Leagues. We have junior leagues, we have junior tournaments. Yeah, we do some clinics as well with import some coaches, elite coaches from, we had Max Academy there about a month ago. I'd like to thank Donegal Sports Partnership also for being really strong with that, helping us out and bringing elite coaches to us. And there's another crowd called Northwest Sporting Pathways cross-border initiative, and they've been really, really good with us. Yeah, they've been great.
And like a lot of other sports, you've progressed also in terms of the actual courts. I mean, years ago, there was the grass and the bit of tarmac at them. We're now, we've somewhat moved on since that.
We have. In fact, some of the clubs in the East Coast have been putting in artificial clay, which is kind of bizarre, bearing the weather we have in this country. But yeah, artificial clay is really nice. We have polymeric ourselves, which is a nice soft on the joints. It's got a good bounce on it, but it drains really well, and we get a lot of rain here. So you can play nearly all the time, regardless of the weather.
And for people listening in from various parts of the county, I mean, there's probably a lot more tennis clubs out there than many people realise.
Yeah, there are. There's a legacy there of, like, Remelton has one, Dunamore has one, Butthall in Ballybuffet. There's quite a few. There's one in Culdaff, I think. There's quite about maybe 6 or 7. And then there's a wider community in the north, sort of. We go to Limavady and Derry and Coleraine and those places, you know, so there's a lot of that stuff. I need to just say that we have actually an open day coming up on the 7th of July, which is Sunday week from 10 till 2. And everyone's welcome to come on up and try it. You know, families, anyone who wants to do it. It would be great to see people coming up.
Now, Letterkenny Tennis Club, there's probably quite a few people in Letterkenny who actually don't know where it is,
yeah,
because it's very sheltered, which is great, again, given our climate. So basically, it's behind the Regional Cultural Centre, which is behind in Green and Theatre. So access-wise, up the Port Road is
up
probably
the Port Road is where we are. Yeah, we have we've got boxed in a little bit with the court service being built, and we've lost a little bit of access there. But we're working with the council to get that sorted, and we also have a grant application to develop that old playground space that's there. And we were looking for 150 last year, 150,000 to develop. We got 50, so we're back in again this year. I'd like to thank Joe McHugh for his help, Jimmy Kavanagh, and really it was very nice of them to sort of help us out there. And I'm hoping we'll get some more help to do it again this year.
Now, you have a fine clubhouse and four courts.
Four courts and a great clubhouse, great facilities. And that's all down to the committee of maybe 20, 25 years ago under Alan Graham, got great facilities in. And that's the great foundation. Once you have the great facilities in, you know, it's easier to attract people to come up and use them.
And at popular times, no doubt people have to book their spot because there's demand. And for that reason, I suppose you would like to have more courts.
Yeah, we would. And part of that is this extension to where we're going to put a fifth court in there. And our five-year plan will be to cover two of the five courts then with a bubble. And we'd have some sort of indoor courts for the wintertime. Yeah. But it's all one step at a time. The first thing is to develop that site and get a road up there and be able to do that. We also have a great program with St. Bernadette's. We have an outreach program to engage the wider community where the St. Bernadette's kids come down on a Thursday and the TY students from all of the three schools, secondary schools, come on in and work with those kids. It's a fabulous program, dead simple, but works very effectively. And then those TY students get certificates that are endorsed by Donegal Sports Partnership and Tennis Ireland at the end of it. Yeah. And that's going from strength to strength.
Now, many people associate tennis with Wimbledon and being a summer sport, but of course it's not. And you have floodlights, you've all-weather courts, so it's apart from maybe a bit of snow and ice, you're probably playable the bulk of the year.
Yeah, I'm there 52 weeks a year. I work as a head coach and we go on all year round. Very rarely do we cancel anything. As I said, when we put the courts in the first time round, the committee were very wise to put in much stronger drainage than was required, and hence we never have water lying on the courts. So yeah, you can play during the rain. It's not very comfortable, but you can certainly play when the rain stops. And we do lose a bit few days to ice and snow, but that's about it. Mm.
Now, you touched on people coming from schools. Probably schools in this part of the world don't have great facilities in terms of tennis courts themselves, but I'm sure you've seen an increasing number and people spread the word as well.
Yeah. We have great relationships with the schools in the town. Both Loreto and St. Eunan's and Colaghaire Alia had two teams playing in the Ulster Cup each. And that's six teams, that's 24 kids playing, representing their schools. Colaghaire Alia got to the under-18 boys semi-final this year, which was a remarkable event for such a small school. And yes, we have a good relationship with the kids, but we use the facilities at the club because the schools don't have those facilities.
Now, in terms of the competitions that people play at, I take it there's local ones and then Ulster and national, and you go up the scale.
For the juniors, we ran our own tournament this year and last year, a Tennis Ireland tournament, recognised tournaments, but there are graded tournaments, A, Bs and Cs. We have maybe 40 to 50 junior ranked players in Ireland, which is most clubs wouldn't have anything like that. So we have 30 to 40 that are constantly competing all over the place. We had 18 in Castlebar last week for a 4-day tour. We went down and we had them there for 3 days playing. Last year we had them in Castlebar. We had 34 in Castlebar last year. We're down a few number this year. But yes, they play in tournaments all over. We go to Belfast. We're a little isolated for tournaments, so it's a big deal to kind of take a big group to go away. So we kind of do that a couple of times a year. But most of our kids will play 7 or 8 tournaments a year, yeah. And we have a Northwest League as well, which keeps it local, and they play in that all through the winter.
And some of the players have represented the club at interprovincial level.
Correct, yeah. Well, our claim to fame, I suppose, in the last few years is Mary Barry, who has represented Ireland in the veterans group, it's called. She is a representative of the country, or the county and the province. And we would have a few more. Yeah, we'd have a few around the place that played interprovincial, yeah.
So just finishing up, and let's promote this Family Fun Day, open to all Sunday, the July the 7th, from 10 o'clock. So anybody who's going down, I mean, there'll be games, demonstrations, raffle.
There'll be a raffle and games and fun, and there'll be a raffle. Probably, I don't know what's involved, but I can imagine there might be a tennis racket or there might be memberships involved, but there will be a raffle. There'll be a bit of food. There'll be a bit of fun for families. We'd really like to see families coming up the road to see it and try it out. You know, it's not always Gaelic and soccer. You know, there are, we are a minority sport and we know that, but we are pushing we're pushing out into the community and trying to get as many people to play it, because it's a very enjoyable sport. It's sociable and good for your health for the rest of your life to play a bit of tennis, you know.
And if somebody does want to play, I suppose they can come down with a member and see what it's like. And is it a pay-as-you-go, or you membership, or there's options?
We will have memberships on the day. We'll have discounted memberships. But there is pay-as-you-go if you want, for sure. They can ring me. I'll leave you my number. Will I give it out? It's 086-380-9398. And for anybody who wants any information on it, they can give me a text or a call and I'd be happy to help them out. But we'll be looking for lots of people to come up on the day. And there will be discounted memberships on the day.
And like a lot of clubs, I suppose you can use your Facebook page, and there's a way of finding out what times are available and a booking system in place.
Absolutely. We're on Facebook. We have a strong Facebook page and following. Yeah, and anyone who wants to find out more information or see what we're about, you'll see lots of clips and lots of stuff on our Facebook page. Yeah.
And where is tennis in Donegal at the moment vis-a-vis 5, 10, 15 years ago? Are you on an upward trend?
Yeah, we are, definitely. It would be fair. I can only talk about our own club, but definitely we're on an upward curve for the last 3 or 4 years, maybe 5 years, and it's really junior driven. You know, it's juniors, because they're the next generation. It's okay for we're quite happy to have seniors, but it's the juniors that drive on the club and are at the front of the club. Yeah, we're in a good position. As I say, we're looking to expand the facilities we have. We'd like to put in a fifth court and some mini courts dedicated to kids. Under 10s, and that's where we're nearly at.
So in conclusion, everything going well?
Yeah, everything going well, but you know, looking for more people.